兄姊妹平安。
Peace be your brothers and sisters.
感谢主，我们可以一起敬拜神。
Praise the Lord again. We could worship together.
早晨跟弟兄姊妹来分享，照着主吩咐行的人。
This morning, our topic is going to be the loyal and devoted disciple.
也是我们在约书亚记一连串的信息里面最后的一篇。
And also, this is going to be the last time we look at the book of Joshua.
我们从上个礼拜三开始，那教会呢也一起为着姐妹们专专来代祷40天。
Starting from last Wednesday, we started the event of praying for the sisters for 40 days.
那我们希望就是在这40天的里面，我们专门能够为我们的姐妹来祷告。
So I hope that in these 40 days, we could have our devotion for our sisters.
叫我们姐妹们在灵命上来长进。
So that our sisters will grow with us in this church.
如果你心里面有感动，而且愿意为五位的姐妹来祷告的话。
So if you are touched and you have the burdens to pray for 5 different sisters.
那会后你可以跟我拿一张名单。
I ask that after the meeting, you come and get a slip.
那上面有五位姐妹的姓名。
And on this slip of paper, there will be 5 different names.
你就可以为她们祷告。
And then those will be the 5 sisters you would
pray. 如果祷告到有负担的时候，你还可以问她们有没有什么特别的需要。
And moreover, if you have the burden, you could talk to the sisters and ask them what they need.
就可以继续为她来祷告。
So that you could pray particularly for their need.
这边呢，我可能介绍一两位姐妹让大家认识一下。
So here, let me introduce a couple of the sisters to you.
那这样你们可能会比较熟悉他们，不会拿到名字不知道。
So that you would know who those sisters are.
第一位 Amy 郭姐妹哈。
First sister, Sister Amy.
那我们请她站一下。好，请坐。那她呢，她父母亲还有她的女儿也在我们中间聚会。
Sister Amy, her parents and her child are gathering with us in this same church.
所以当你名单上有她的名字的时候，请你特别注意，就是她哈 ，Amy 姐妹。
If your slip of paper says Amy, then here is Sister Amy.
我们中间有两位新来到我们中间快一个月的姐妹哈，无名无学姐妹。那我也把她们的名字放上去。
And there are two new sisters that have been with us for about a month.
如果名单上有她们两位，你也记得为她们祷告。
And if you have a Sister Adora, then here's Sister Adora.
那另外有一位杨小明姐妹。
Sister Yang.
那她刚刚生下一个小孩，那现在又来到我们中间聚会，我们也感谢主。那她名单上她的名字，记得为他们一家祷告。
This is Sister Yang. If your paper said Sister Yang, then here's Sister.
我们总是在神的家里面，真的一家一家的蒙主的恩典。
So in his house, each household receives a blessing.
也是我们在这个大家庭里面，我们一起蒙主的恩典。
So in this bigger household, each household receives its own grace.
很多人很忙碌，可能只能拿到参加主日的聚会。
And a lot of people are very busy. Maybe they can only join us on Sunday.
甚至没有时间留下来跟我们一起吃饭。
And maybe those people can't even stay for lunch.
可是他们还是每个礼拜都会来聚会，我们也为他们祷告。
But yet those people join us persistently every Sunday, so we pray together.
所以今天早上我们就交通照着主吩咐行的人。
So this morning we're going to talk about the loyal and devoted disciple.
我们特别就要交通到约书亚。
And more particularly Joshua.
那约书亚呢？早先我们看到，对不起啊，测试的时候都可以，在我手上的时候就没办法。好，那我们看到呢，他先前呢是跟着一位看得见的主人来走。
Joshua, in the beginning, we see that he follows the footstep of someone who can see.
所以呢，在他的前面有一个领袖，就是摩西在带领着他。
This person who Joshua follows is Moses.
当然呢，跟着一个看得见的主人来走的时候，非常的容易。
It might be easy for someone to follow a person.
可是当摩西被神接去之后呢，他开始要跟着一个看不见的主来行。
But after Moses is taken by God, then now Joshua has to follow someone he cannot see.
这就非常不容易。
And that becomes rather difficult.
因为主看不见。
Because God cannot be seen.
这位神看不见。
Cannot be seen by sight.
所以呢，神的吩咐呢，要去做的时候就更不容易。
So when God asks Joshua to do something, it becomes difficult.
他们是不是从上帝说话？
Is it really from God?
不确定。
I'm not sure.
可是呢，如果确定是主的话，
But now, even if you're sure,
那约书亚呢就行在神的面前。
Once Joshua is sure, then he does what he is asked.
所以我们看到约书亚的一生。
So here we see the life of Joshua.
那他在跟着摩西走的时候，他就听摩西的吩咐。
when he was following Moses, he listens to Moses.
当他跟着主走的时候，他就听主的吩咐。
And when he follows God, he does what God asks.
所以早上我们在这里要交通呢，一个主题就是照着主的吩咐行。
So this morning we're going to talk about how to be devoted and loyal.
那我们就提到主的吩咐有哪些。
And then we will see what are God's commands.
那有四个方面。
There are four different perspectives.
第一个方面就讲到神的吩咐，你的神必与你同在。
The first one is that God will be with you.
那我们一起来读约书亚记第一章第九节。
Let's read together Joshua chapter 1:9.
我们一起来读
together.
我岂没有吩咐你？你当当神壮胆。
Do not be afraid,
or be dismayed. For
the Lord your God
is with you. 因为你无所去，耶和华你的神必与你同在。那中文呢？当刚强壮胆。
Be strong and courageous.
在圣经中出现了十次。
Appear 10 times in the Bible.
那其中有七次呢，与以色列人跟约书亚都有关系。
And 7 of the times had something to do with the Israelites.
第一次呢，是摩西跟以色列人来说。
First time is when Moses talked to the Israelites.
说告诉以色列人，你们当刚强壮胆。
And told them to be strong and courageous.
神必同你们前去得地为业。
And God will lead Israel to inherit this land.
那第二次讲到摩西说点的是约书亚听。
And then the second time is from Moses to Joshua.
那说刚刚强壮胆。
And he said, be strong and courageous.
你当和百姓一同进入迦南地得地为业。
That you and the people will inherit Canaan.
所以我们看到摩西从神领受一句话。
So we see that Moses received this one word from God.
当刚强壮胆。
When God told Moses, be strong and courageous.
所以呢，摩西呢，就吩咐以色列人跟约书亚当刚强壮胆。
So Moses said exactly to the Israelites and Joshua.
那我们看到第三次到第五次的时候。
And then from the third time to the fifth time.
那是神直接向约书亚来说。
Is when God spoke directly to Joshua.
那神直接跟约书亚说当刚强壮胆。
And then God said the same thing, be strong and courageous.
我必与你同在。
That I will be with you.
那你当刚强壮胆。
That you shall be strong and courageous.
你必使百姓得地为业。
That you will lead your people to receive the inheritance.
那当刚强壮胆。
To be strong and courageous.
我必与你同在。
For I will be with you.
所以这几次呢，都是神直接向约书亚来说。
In those couple of times, God spoke to Joshua directly.
那我们发现最后两次。
And then we see that for the last two times.
那其中一次呢，是约书亚向百姓打气。
One of the times is when Joshua tried to encourage the Israelites.
所以呢，约书亚就向百姓说，当刚强壮胆。
And then Joshua said again, be strong and courageous.
那最后一次呢，是百姓向约书亚来说。
And then the last time, amazingly, is the people said that thing to Joshua.
那百姓呢，就告诉约书亚说，当刚强壮胆。
And this time is the people who encouraged Joshua and said, be strong and courageous.
所以我们看到摩西的吩咐。
So here we see the command from Moses.
因为神的话语直接向约书亚来说。
We see what God said directly to Moses.
加上同伴之间的彼此勉励。
Moreover, the peers, what they said to each other.
我们发现整个神军队的士气就被提升起来。
And then we see that the morale of the army of God is now risen.
那整个耶和华军队在面对仇敌的时候，他们就无所畏惧。
So when this army of God faces the enemies, they are now strong.And courageous.
所以当刚强壮胆。
So to be strong and courageous.
所以从圣经里面呢，我们也看到两个形态。
In the Bible, we see two different perspectives.
那有一回呢，是摩西向约书亚和以色列百姓来说。
The one form is when Moses spoke it to Joshua and the Israelites.
那另外一回呢，却是大卫跟所罗门来说。
And then the other time when be strong and courageous is used is between David and Solomon.
那我们看到的是一个承接，对不对？一个领袖。这个领导权的一个转接。
And then here we see that in both occasions, it is when the leadership is passed on to the next generation.
因为约书亚呢，要从摩西的手中接下这个领导权。
Because Joshua took over the leadership from Moses.
所罗门呢，他要从大卫王的手中接下一个王权。
Just like how Solomon took over the kingship from David.
那约书亚呢？他领导的男丁呢，就有六十万。
And then we could also see that Joshua led the army of 600,000.
那所罗门呢？他领导的这些勇士呢，有130万之多。
And Solomon also led the army of warrior of 1.3 million.
摩西虽然死了，约书亚却不是孤单的。
And even though Moses has gone on, Joshua was not alone.
以色列百姓呢，他们也不是无主之人。
And the Israelite is not without a head.
因为他们顺服神，神就与他们同在。
Because of their obedience, God is with them.
但大卫过世了。
And even though David has passed on,
所罗门仍然治理国家。
Solomon is the sole leader of the country.
他也不是孤单的。
But yet Solomon was not alone.
因为他同样也得到神的话。
Because at the same time, he received words directly from God.
因为大卫吩咐他当刚强壮胆。
Because David has asked Solomon to be strong and courageous.
所以所罗门领受这一句话，他就无畏地治理他的国家。
So after Solomon has received this, he is now strong and courageous.
所以我们看到耶稣呀，看到所罗门接受这句话之后。
So we see that Joshua and Solomon, after what they have heard,
神就说我不撇下你们。
And then God also promised them that I will not depart from you.
神也说我不丢弃你们。
And God will never and said that I will never leave you alone.
所以当刚强壮胆发生在什么情况之下呢？
So when do we need to be strong and courageous?
所以当我们有刚强壮胆的心智的时候，是神与我们同在的时候。
We become strong and courageous when we are with God.
借着神的同在，我们便能够持守那从神来的大能和信心。
And it is through the coexistence.Between you and God, that you will restrict the strength.
所以以至于我们里面焦虑不安。
So that in our the anxiety and trouble,
我们里面的恐惧失望
the panic and the disappointment,
就完全全被刚强壮胆所替代
is now replaced by strength and courage.
所以我们能够更深的经历神
and yet through that we could experience God in a deeper.
不要惧怕
So do not tremble.
用壮胆呢代替了惧怕
Because now.Our strength replaced our tremble.
不要惊慌。
Do not be in fear.
因为刚强代替了惊慌。
Because our fear is now swallowed by our courage.
所以当神与我们同在的时候
，So when God is with us,
那受到暴力所引发的情绪就消失了。
That all our negative emotions are now gone.
所以呢，耶和华就对耶稣亚说
，So that's why Jehovah said to Joshua,
从今日起。
That this day I will begin.
我必使你在以色列百姓面前为尊为大。
I will begin to exalt you in the sight of all Israel.
使他们知道我怎么样与摩西同在。
That they may know that just as I have been with Moses.
也必照样与你同在。
And I will be the same with you.
那亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
神的同在所带下的生活是什么呢？
What is the coexistence of God?
所以我们从圣经里面来看到，每一次说到神同在的时候
，And every time when he talked about the abiding between us and the Lord,
神所同在的生活带下的是祝福。
God will give your life blessings,
保护、保证
，protections and assurance,
顺利、恩典和能力。
Favorability, grace and strength,
圣洁、平安与智慧
holiness, peace and wisdom,
大和多
abundance,
强和盛
might and salvation,
拯救与同住
salvation and abundance.
所以当神与我们同在的时候，是非在许多的方面来显明他与我们同在。
So when we are together with God, there's a lot of different perspectives that will show.
最常见的呢，是我们常常想到神同在为我们带来祝福。
And most of the times we would think about when we together with God, we will receive blessing.
可是我们有没有想过神同在来为我们带来圣洁的生活？
But then don't you ever think about if together with God, we also have holiness.
那有没有想过与我们同在的比与别人同在的都大？
When we're together with God, it is more bigger than you're together with anyone else.
有没有想过与我们同在的比别人同在的更多？
And if you think about that, when you're together with God, you're closer to God than you're ever to anyone else.
只是今天我们要思想怎么样才会带下神的同在。
But today, let's think about how do we be together with God.
那神同在呢？使徒保罗呢？他就为我们交通道。
And then Paul reminded us this.
我们都要喜乐
that we need to be to rejoice.
我们要做完全的人
to be made complete.
我们要能受安慰
we to become comfort.
要同心合意，要彼此和睦
to be in one accord.
如此，仁爱和平的神必常与我们同在
and to live in peace, so God of love and peace will be with you.
所以发现呢，我们在神的家里面，我们一起过这样生活的时候，神就与我们同在。
So when we all live our life together like this, then we are in the midst of.
这是神的吩咐，他必与我们同在。
And that's God's command that God's want to be with us.
我们在看到耶稣亚的，他在听神的吩咐上。 这里讲到没有一件懈怠不行。
And then here, we also see that when the Lord has commanded Joshua, Joshua has left nothing undone.
我们一起来读约书亚记十一章十五节。
So let's read together, Joshua 11:15.
一起来读。
Together.
耶和华怎样吩咐他仆人摩西，摩西就照样吩咐约书亚，约书亚也照样行。凡耶和华所吩咐摩西的，约书亚没有一件懈怠不行的。为什么吩咐摩西的约书亚来要来遵行呢？
And how come when the Lord commanded Moses, Joshua had to do the same?
原来吩咐给摩西的是神的话。
Because the Lord has commanded Moses his words.
那就有一个疑问，就是说，难道神的话不能直接给约书亚吗？
So then the question has become, how come God didn't speak directly to Joshua?
当然可以。
Of course.
因着顺服。并且约书亚顺服神，神的话还是给了约书亚。
Because Joshua is obedient, that's why God's words also belong to him.
从这一个经节里面，我们看到两个重点。
And then in these words, we see two different things.
第一点呢，就是照样。
First is Joshua did.
照样。
He did.
第二件事情就是讲到没有一件懈怠不行。
And then the second thing that we talked about is that he left nothing undone.
照样呢，讲到忠实的遵守。
And when he did what he's asked, that shows his obedience.
那天上的神要摩西这样说。
When God asked Moses to speak,
摩西就这样说给约书亚听。
Moses speak as it is to Joshua.
约书亚就按照他所听见的就这样去行。
And then Joshua, like what he heard, he does.
其实照样说不容易。
So it is.Already very hard to speak as is.
照样行呢更不容易。
But to do as is is even more difficult.
就想到我大学的时候，我们一个我们建筑系的学长呢，常常喜欢带我们玩一个游戏。
So that brings me some memories when while I was in college, there is an older classmate.
那这个主持人呢就发给每个人一张纸。
And then this older classmate would play a game, and he would give me a piece of paper.
那在这个纸上面呢，就有一幅图。
And then on this piece of paper, there's a drawing.
他就希望就说他是主持人，他就发给一对一对的嘛，哈。然后有一对里面又分成两边。
And then the game would start with a couple of different groups.
那有人手上就会拿到这一半的纸。
And then someone would have this half piece of paper with this drawing.
那另外一半的人呢，就拿到一张空白的纸跟一支笔。
And then the other side, we have a blank piece of paper with a pencil.
主持人就开始讲了，说好，现在呢，拿到有图画的这个人，你就开始说说给那个拿到空白纸的人听。
So that the game would start with someone who has this drawing, trying to explain what's on this drawing to the guy.
说的时候呢，你要说清楚。
But then when you spoke, you have to speak clearly.
好像在我们的图上这个。左下方的四方形，对不对？离开这个边边可能是 1.5 公分。
Just like if you describe this square on this picture, is that the square is on the lower left corner, about 1.5 centimeter from the.
但这个离开顶端呢，可能是一公分。
Or maybe it's 1 centimeter from the very bottom edge.
所以拿到图的人呢，就要开始描述这个图。
And so someone who has this drawing has to describe the drawing.
那这个到时间到的时候，要比赛哪一队能够把这个图画的跟原来一模一样。
So when the time is up, whoever has the best, closest picture would win.
所以拿到图的人就开始一直讲，一直讲，一直讲，对不对？
So everyone who has this drawing would start describing the drawing.
当然，我们拿到的图没有那么简单了哈。
But then I will tell you that the drawing that I receive is a lot more difficult.
今天只是我做一个示范而已。
This is only the most simple example.
所以呢，讲完了。
So after time and time and time.
那可能呢，有的人听到了就这样画画画，也不是画得很准确，对不对？
Maybe what the other side has heard has become a drawing on the right hand side.
可能他说一公分一公分，对他来讲，他的一公分可能是两公分。
Well, when someone tells you that it's 1 centimeter away, you might not give.
他明明讲了是一个正方形，可能他画了一个长方形。
When someone tells you that it's a square, you might draw a rectangle.
他明明是一个等量的三角形呢，他却画了只是画了一个三角形。
Maybe it's an equivalent triangle. To you, it's just a triangle.
所以我们发现呢，一个人呢要照一个纸上来讲的非常不容易。
So that you would already know that it is hard to describe what it is.
可是呢，要再听人家的叙述，再把它画下来，更不容易。
But it is even more difficult for someone to listen and do exactly what the person says.
所以拿画出来的跟原来的比比看。
So if you compare the original drawing to the duplicate,
哇，天壤之别，对不对？
You will see that there is a big difference.
所以呢，我们发现摩西听到神说
，So here it says when Moses heard what God said，
他就要吩咐给约书亚来听。
And Moses has to now describe it to Joshua.
可是约书亚听到了更不容易，他还要再吩咐给百姓来听。
And then, no, it doesn't stop with Joshua. Joshua still has to say it to the people.
这是非常不容易的一件事。
And this is very hard to do after so many levels.
可是我们看到约书亚他就做到了。
But then here we see that, but Joshua has completed it.
那懈怠不行呢？这里特别讲到，一个行动还没有完成就被关闭。
He said that to leave nothing undone, meaning that everything is completed before it's ended.
那懈怠不行呢，在这本书里面特别讲到，一个使命尚未被成就，就被宣告结束。
And he said to leave nothing undone means that something started and is proclaimed to be completed.
所以呢，我们从经文里面看到呢，在这一个懈怠不行之前，他加上了一个否定语气。
So here we see that there is a different way of describing to leave nothing undone.
就是约书亚所行的呢，没有一件懈怠不行。
He said that everything that Joshua does, he left nothing undone.
所以呢，在巴比的圣经的翻译上面就讲到。
So in the Darby translation of the Bible,
他讲到约书亚按着耶和华所颁布摩西的而行。
He said Joshua followed what God assigned to Moses.
而且所做的没有一件失败的。
And also everything he has done, he has accomplished.
也就是说，神所吩咐摩西的。
He said, so in other words, that means what God has commanded Moses,
约书亚都做到。
Joshua has completed.
不但做到了，而且做成功了。
And not only he has done it, but he has completed it.
所以按照我们中国人的概念。
So in a Chinese saying,
约书亚真的是一位善继人之志者。
He said that Joshua is someone who can inherit the world.
他也是一位上述人之事者。
And he is also one who can succeed the work of the ascendant.
所以呢，我们可以看到他是一个非常非常好的人。
So we see that Joshua is a great person.
那我们用一个成语来形容他。
And if we use description on him,
就讲到忠孝两全。
He is both loyal and dutiful.
所以我们看到约书亚他亲自在带领主军队的原始。这个部队的时候
，So when we see when Joshua is the commander of chief for the army，
他完完全全顺服在这位元帅的面前。
He would be completely obedient to the leader。
当他在异象里面看到主的时候
，And when he sees God in his vision，
神吩咐他把你脚上的鞋脱下来。
And when God asked him to remove your sandals from your feet，
四下无人，他就照着主的吩咐而行。
And even though there's no one around him， he does what he is asked。
当神吩咐他带领百姓去得地为业的时候
，And when God asked Joshua to take the whole land，
他没有胆怯就照着吩咐去行。
Without any fear or trembling, he did。
所以就等到神，等到约书亚夺了那全地，他就按着神的吩咐分给以色列十二个支派。
So now after Joshua has taken over the land, he separated just as he is asked。
在约书亚就描述着约书亚这样行之后。整个国中太平，没有征战。
And after he has separated all this land to the tribes, the land has rest from war.
其实呢，约书亚他大可以据地为王。
In fact, after that time, after they have taken over the land, Joshua could have claimed to be a king.
他也可以让十二个支派的百姓都来服他。
And he could have asked the tribes to worship him as a king.
但他没有这样做。
But he didn't do it.
那他不但如此呢，约书亚更照着耶和华的吩咐。
And not only he didn't do it, but he also followed one more command.
那将犹太地里面的 一段地呢，就分给了迦勒。
That he gave Caleb the son of Jephthah.
那这也是照着耶和华的吩咐来行。
Just as he's asked.
所以每一件事情。约书亚领受到神的吩咐，他都没有懈怠。
So now we see that every time when God gives him the command, he follows.
那耶和华怎样吩咐他的仆人摩西
？And how Jehovah sends his Moses?
摩西就这样吩咐约书亚。
And that's exactly how Moses would tell Joshua.
约书亚也照样行。
And that would be how Joshua will do.
那我们看到呢，在这里有一层的关系。
So here we see this relationship.
那从神到摩西。
The first level is from God to Moses.
到耶稣亚。
Then from Moses to
John. 好像有三个层次。
Just like there are now three levels.
所以当我们看到新约圣经的时候。
So now when we read the New Testament.
那我们也从主耶稣基督、保罗跟提摩太来看见。
We see another three levels from God to Paul to Timothy.
那在这里也有三层的关系。
Just like three levels.
所以呢，当保罗从主领受异象的时候。
So when Paul received his vision from God,
他就一生为着传福音的使命在那里努力。
Then he worked hard to his vision.
他不但自己传，他还教导提摩太。
And not only he followed, he also teaches Timothy.
所以呢，在提摩太后书第二章第一节到第二节这里就说到。
So in 2 Timothy chapter 2, 1 through 2, it says,
他吩咐提摩太。
He asked Timothy,
要把他所教导的能够去教导那些可以教导别人的人。
That he would learn from me in the presence of many witnesses, and trust this to the faithful man who will be able to teach the others.
所以又再往下了一层。
So now there's one more level after Timothy.
所以今天在我们的生活里面，我们每一个人都是服从神的领带。
So here now everyone has the same command.
可是我们在教会的生活里面，事实上也有其他的人在带领着我们。
But in fact, there's also other leaders in the church that leads us.
那神也量给我们一些人，希望我们能够来带领。
And then God has also assigned some leaders to lead His people.
所以福音的果子就可以一层一层不断的结出。
So now the fruits of the gospel could pass on from one level to another to another.
所以当我们自己殷切去行的时候。
So now when we do as we are asked.
那我们不但努力自己可以行。
Not only we can now accomplish the deeds.
我们还愿意把我们的家人、把我们的儿女带到神的面前。
But moreover, we bring our family member and our household to God as well.
整个家庭可以一起侍奉神。
So that your whole household can serve the Lord.
那第三个点呢，讲到神的吩咐。
So the third point is God's command.
就讲到要得到所得之业。
To talk about how we will receive the inheritance.
那修城居住。
And to build our city.
好，我请弟兄姊妹一起读约书亚记十九章四十九节到五十节。
So let's read together Joshua chapter 19, 49 and 50.
以色列
when they finished
the
pointing the land for Israel's border,
就在他们中间将地给嫩的儿子约书亚为业，是照耶和华的吩咐，将约书亚所求的城，就是以法莲山里的提拿西拉城，给了他，他就修那城，住在其中，正如希伯伦给了迦勒一样。
Just like how Caleb will receive his land.
那按着主的吩咐跟应许。
Through God's command and promise.
神也把在这个以法莲山地这个亭拿西拉城给了约书亚。
God also gave Joshua Timnath-Sera.
亭拿西拉城呢，它也是在一个山地的一个陡峭的地方。
Timnath-Sera is on top of a hill.
那显示出这个城位在高处。
Just like how the city is now physically located on
a hill. 那约书亚就得到这样的一个城，成为他个人的基业。
And this is the city that Joshua has received.
那成为他个人的基业，实际上呢，是按着他一个领袖的地位所赏赐给他的。
And this is the reward for him doing his diligence.
在所有人都得到地业之后，他才得到这样的一个成。
But yet he's the last one to receive his reward.
难道约书亚作为领袖，他就不能够再多得一点吗？
So now, as the leader of the whole tribe, could Joshua ask for more?
按我们的思想，当然可以。
Of course, he could ask for more.
可是他没有。
But he didn't.
他就只要神所应许他的这一个成。
And he chose to receive only what God has promised.
所以就在这个经节的后面讲到，他就修那城，住在其中。
So at the end of the verse, it says, "So he built the city and settled."
所以你可以看到，这好像是神给他的一个奖赏。
And this is exactly the reward that God has given him.
他就得这一个奖赏。
And he has received this exact reward.
在当时的时候没有王。
And at that time, there's no king.
我就好像想到今天的教会的情况一样。
Just like how our church is today.
在我们在地上侍奉神的时候，
When we serve the Lord on this land,
我们不是套着一个君王的命令来侍奉，
We're not following a king and the king's order.
那我们也不是靠着一个牧者在教会里面带领的侍奉，
And at the same time, we're not relying on just one shepherd.
地上是有牧养我们的人，没有错。
And yes, there are many leaders and pastors on this world.
地上还有带领我们的人，也没有错。
And there are elders that lead us, yes, that's right.
这些牧养带领我们的人，吩咐我们，我们要 听也都没有错。
And when these people give us commands, we should follow. Yes.
可是最重要的呢，然后全心依靠的就是这位主。
But then at the end, there's only one leader, and that is God.
只有他是我们的王。
And only He is the true King.
那约书亚呢，在这里呢，我们看到他不仅仅知道在以色列人中间没有王。
So here.Joshua has this clear image that there is no king in the people.
他也不算王。
And he does not want to be.
因为他认识他在神的面前，他就是一个仆人的地位。
Because he understands that in front of God, he is simply a servant.
所以坐在仆人的一个地位上，他就愿意听主的吩咐。
So in the position of the servant, he carry out his orders.
所以呢，他没有因为得到了这权力，他就做成以色列的王。
So after they have taken over the land, he never wanted to proclaim to be a king.
他只要他所做的那一份得到神的奖赏的那一份。
And he only want no more and no less, just the reward from God.
所以呢，他知道他不是王，所以他仍然专心的侍奉。
So he understand that he is not the king and he is only a servant.
得到这个城做奖赏，他就在这个城里面修造。
And after he have received this city as a reward, he built and settled.
也就住在这个城里面。
And he lived in this city.
那我们教会呢所在呢就是一个属天的国度。
Now a church is like a reflection of the heavenly kingdom.
只有神是我们的主。
That only God is our Lord.
只有神是我们的王。
And only God is our King.
若是教会所在的地方是一个地上的国度。
And now if the church indeed reflects the world.
我们还是要回到列王的时代的光景。
Then we would be just like the people in the kings.
可能今天还有许多的人在教会里面争着为王。
Maybe a lot of times in different churches, people still want to be the king of that church.
我们感谢主。
But praise the Lord.
因为这不是神的心意。
That this is not the will of God.
在教会里面没有王。
That in the church, there shouldn't be a king.
我们每一个人都尊主为大。
That everyone should only worship the true king, God.
我们让神成为我们的王。
So let God be our King.
所以呢，在这样的一个情境之下，我就想到在新约圣经里面，主耶稣给我们一个比喻。
And in the New Testament, there is a story about.
记载在路加福音十九章。
In Luke chapter 19.
十二节到二十七节。
12-27.
所以讲到某个贵胄呢，他就要去到一个地方。
It said that there's a nobleman. He is going to go to a faraway place.
其实呢，这一个贵族，这一个人呢，是要来是这个国家的王。
Maybe, but then, in fact, this nobleman is to become a king of this country.
可是为了某一件事情，这一个贵族他就要离开。
But due to some important things, he has to depart for a short while.
离开的时候，他就叫了十个仆人到他的面前。
So the moment that he leaves, he asked 10 slaves to come to him.
所以呢，每一个仆人呢，他就给他们一定的银子。
And then for these 10 slaves, he gave each of them 10 minas.
那借着这一定的银子，他们可以做一些事。
And then for the mina, he asked them to do something with
them. 所以呢，这个国王就走了。
And then after that, he left.
可是呢，走了之后呢，这个国家的人就说，我们不愿这个人做我们的王。
And then these slaves together and they said, I don't want this nobleman to be a king.
就拒绝这个人回来。
So that he didn't want this king to come back.
可是呢，不管他们拒绝与否，这个国王一天还是回来了。
But it doesn't matter what the slaves want, this nobleman will come back one day.
所以这个国王回来之后，就把他的十个仆人召进来。
So when this nobleman came back, he asked these slaves to come to him.
看看他们用这一定的银子，他们做了什么事。
And to see what they have done with this mina that he has given them.
第一个仆人来。
The first slave came.
然后他就说，主人啊，我用你的一锭银子又赚了十锭的银子。
And he said, My Lord, I used this one gold coin and now give you 10 more.
就招了第二个仆人来。
And then the second slave came forth.
那第二个仆人就告诉这个主人说，主人啊，我用了你的一锭银子，又赚得了五锭银子。
And he said, With your one gold coin, I have gained 5 more.
那主人看到这两个仆人实在心里非常欢喜。
And this nobleman is now rejoiced seeing what these two slaves have done.
所以呢，就告诉第一个仆人说。
And then now he said to the first slave.
啊，因为你如此行，你可以再管十座城。
And said that with your good work, I now give you 10 cities.
所以呢，他告诉第二个仆人说，因为你又赚了五锭的银子回来，你可以管理五座城。
And then to the second slave, you are now in charge of 5 different cities.
可是呢，这个国王对那些仇敌说
，But then this nobleman said to the enemy，
因为你们不要我做王
，And said because you guys didn't want me to be your king，
今天我回来了
，Today I came back。
那他们的光景就是死
And all these slaves, their end destiny is death.
弟兄姊妹，我们在教会里面，我们不但顾及整体的征战得胜。
So brothers and sisters, when we're in this church, not only we worry about collectively.
那我们个人呢，也忠心的在神面前去完成神的托付。
But individually, we should all be the loyal servant.
在主回来的日子里面。
So when God returns.
他还要赏赐我们可以管理的那座城。
He will give us rewards.
约书亚他得到了。
And this is what Joshua has received.
希望我们自己，我们也能够得到。
And I hope that everyone would do the same.
所以我们看到第四点的时候，神的吩咐。
So in the fourth point, on God's command,
神的吩咐是说，让我们的百姓去侍奉神。
He said, "Let my people to serve the Lord."
那我们一起来读约书亚第24章第14到15节。
Let's read together Joshua chapter 25:14-15.
现在你们要敬畏耶和华，诚心实意的侍奉他，将把在大河那边在埃及所侍奉的神除掉，去侍奉耶和华。
In your sight to serve the Lord, choose for yourself today whom you will serve, whether the gods which your father served.Which were beyond the river, or the gods of the Ammonites, in whose land you live, but as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。所以在这第四个学习上面，
So on the fourth learning,
为什么神要我们去跟从他呢？
Why do we need to follow our Lord?
跟从神做什么呢？
And when we follow the Lord, what were we to do?
这里说到诚心实意的侍奉神。
He says how we should follow him. We should follow him in sincerity and truth.
所以我们看到以色列百姓初离开埃及的时候。
So when the Israelites first depart from Egypt,
神给他们的命令是侍奉神。
The command that God gave them is to serve the Lord.
离开埃及去侍奉神。
Depart from Egypt and serve the Lord.
那在这里我们看到。这整个的路都已经走到一大半了。
And then here we see that they're almost there at the destination.
那约书亚呢，已经为他们得到全地的地业。
And Joshua has already taken over the whole land for his people.
可是为什么约书亚还要向以色列百姓在这里说这句话呢？
Then how come Joshua has to speak these two verses to the people?
若是你们以为侍奉耶和华不好。
He said, if you don't want to serve our Lord,
今日就可以选择所要的侍奉。
If it is disagreeable in your sight to serve the Lord, choose for yourself today whom you will serve.
你们可以选择回到以往要侍奉的神。
Whether the gods whose your father served.
你们也可以选择以后你们住在这地亚摩利亚所信奉的诸神。
Or the gods of the Ammonites in whose land you're living.
可是对约书亚来讲，
But for me and my household.
他所侍奉的神是那从前活着。
We will serve the Lord that were from the beginning.
以后也还活着。
And to the end.
一直活到永生的神。
This eternal God.
这位永远的活的神。
This eternal living God.
约书亚说，就是我和我的家所要侍奉的神。
And Joshua said, "This is the Lord that me and my household will serve."
我相信很多人来到这里。
And I believe that a lot of people come to the North America.
许多人信主都不是因为父母的关系。
A lot of people believe in the Lord not because of the parents.
所以呢，对我们来讲，我们都是第一代的基督徒。
So in other words, we are all first generation Christians.
那中国人很重视整个香火的新传。
Now Chinese people believe in passing on the culture.
可是我发现，在基督徒的里面，很多人就没有办法重视信仰的传承。
But yet, even as Christians, a lot of parents.Do not focus on passing on Christianity in
the church. 因为在信仰的成分里面有一件非常重要的事。
Because in our belief, there is one important thing.
因为神没有把人拘束起来。
Because God never gathered His people.
神给每一个人一个自由的意志来选择是不是要侍奉神。
God would never force His will onto man.
所以今天就连神儿女的儿女。
So now, even as children of Christian family, they have the same choice that they will have to make. Joshua said, for me and my household, we serve the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，这不是口号。
Brothers and sisters, this is not only a slogan.
口号喊着喊着也不会实现。
For a slogan, no matter how many times you see it, maybe
你想想看，我们在台湾，我们喊三民主义统一中国，喊了多少年？可是呢，
But the slogans for the Taiwan people would say one China, one China. But is Taiwan going to take over China? Maybe this is only a slogan. A slogan does not come with work is nothing.
至于我和我家,
but Joshua said, for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. For him, this is not only a slogan. For us, this should be our goal.
怎么行呢?
How do we make it happen?
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, do you know how you can make this happen?
有没有一个步骤, 让我们可以把我们的家带来侍奉神呢?
Do you have a plan so that your household could come and serve the Lord?
很可惜的,
unfortunately,
常常我们看不到我们家里面有一个方法把我们的儿女来带到神的面前来侍奉他。
A lot of times, I don't see parents trying to make their kids to come and serve the Lord.
我们信了主,
we are Christians.
能是希望我们的儿女能够进哈佛不进教会没有关系。
Maybe you believe that you want your children to go to Stanford more than they come and serve the Lord.
我们信了主,
we are Christians.
我们能够希望我们的儿女能够侍奉Google能够侍奉微软没有关系。
But yet, we want our children and to work at Google.
不侍奉基督没有关系。
We think that's more important for that person to become a Christian.
我们信了主,
for we are Christians.
我们希望我们的儿女能够有好的归宿。
And we want our child to have a good marriage.
不是基督徒没有关系。
More than we want them to be Christians.
我最近有一个朋友,
I have a friend.
他就跟我讲说, 我儿子还没结婚。
And said that my son is still not married.
你可不可以帮我介绍一下?
Can you introduce some girls?
那他的儿子条件非常好。
Now his son has a really good position.
真的是非常好。
He is a great guy indeed.
那非常可惜,
but there is one thing that's lacking.
啊, 就不是基督徒,
is that he is not Christian.
也非常可惜,
and unfortunately,
那我认识很多基督徒的姐妹,
all the sisters, younger sisters that I know,
在这样的情况之下, 条件再好, 我都不愿意。
Now, in this situation, if that person is not Christian, I'm not willing to introduce my sisters to him. Because every sister I see, they're like daughters to you.
今天如果是我的女儿,
today, indeed, if she is my daughter,
我还希望她能够嫁在主里面的人,
I want him to be married to a Christian.
弟兄姊妹,
now, brothers and sisters, how many marriages?
也已经不再是我们做父母的人可以决定,
is now no longer controlled by the parents.
再过几十二十年,
after 10, 20 years,
我的儿子, 我的女儿会怎么样, 我也不知道。
I don't know what's going to happen to Joshua and Jocelyn.
可是呢, 至少在我现在这一段时间里面,
but now during this time,
我就会不断地提醒他们,
I would keep on reminding them.
我会告诉他们, 我为你的婚姻祷告,
I'll tell them that I will pray for your marriage.
家庭聚会的时候, 我也实在为他们的婚姻祷告。
And when, in fact, when we have a group gathering, I would pray for their future marriage.
我盼望他们能够知道主会为他们一位基督徒的伴侣。
I hope that God would prepare for them a Christian.
可以像他们的父母一样彼此相爱。
So that their future marriage could be like my marriage.
我的同事他的父亲,
my co-worker, his father,
他叫做苏同宗。
His name is 苏同宗。
那他一家四代都侍奉神。
And for his family, fourth generations, they serve the Lord.
那他是第一个在他们家族里面信主的。
He is the first person who believes in the Lord.
他的父亲呢是侍奉假神的。
And then his father served idols.
所以常常帮人算命。
So that he is the one who would fortune tell.
解运。
He would tell you your fortune.
可是在私下的生活呢, 这个苏同宗的父亲就跟他讲。
And then the father would tell 苏同宗,
我做这些事, 我心里还是不平安。
And he said, even though I can fortune tell, I don't have peace.
有时候只是假的事。
A lot of times I just tell whatever.
可是为着生活, 我就必须这样子。
But then I have to tell these things for my living.
那这苏同宗弟兄呢, 有一次呢, 他就去到教会, 圣诞节的时候。
So Brother Su, one time he visits a church during Christmas.
所以在台南的教会, 圣诞节, 教会里面满了人, 他挤不进去。
And then during Christmas, the church was overcrowded. You couldn't get in.
在教会呢, 刚好又在楼上, 所以呢，走到楼梯也走不上去。
And then, gathering place is on the second floor, and he was stuck by the stairway. He can't get in.
所以走到一半呢，他就转头要回去，他不想去教会。
So halfway he walked up, he said, "No way, I'm turning back."
所以没想到这时候一转头就往楼梯一掉，就单身过去。
And then when he turned, he took a step, and then he fell down the stairs.
那你知道掉到哪里吗？
And then, do you know where he fell?
掉到牧师的怀中。
He fell into the pastor's
arms.
And then it's the pastor who saved him from falling.
所以呢，他没有跌倒。
So that's why he didn't fall down.
不但没有跌倒。
And not only he didn't fall down.
这牧师呢，就把他带到一边去传福音。
And yet this pastor took him up and gave him the gospel.
多么奇妙，他就接受了福音。
And amazingly, he received the Lord.
所以呢，其实不但接受了福音，在教会里面呢，有一位长老。
And not only he has received the gospel, but he has met this elder.
就是他越来的岳父。
And this elder became his future father-in-law.
就把他的女儿嫁给他。
And he married the elder's daughter.
所以这些弟兄们，他们心里面就想为神建立一个基督化的家庭。
So the brothers who wanted to build a family that centered in the Lord.
那66年的婚姻生活。
And after 66 years of marriage.
爱情历久弥新。
The love is always refreshed.
你知道在台湾家族的概念很强。
And you know that in Taiwan, a family value is quite important.
所以一个家长信主了。
So when the parents are Christians,
八个儿女全部信主。
All eight of the offspring are Christians.
一家十口都是信主的人。
All ten people in the household are Christians.
在这个家里面一半以上都是传道人。
And then in this family, more than half of the family members, they are pastors.
那同事的女儿跟儿子。
And my co-workers, son and daughters.
那他们呢，现在在云南侍奉。
Today they're serving in the Yunnan province.
那儿子呢，他是做回教徒的事工。
And then the brother, he particularly targets Muslims.
专门呢，向这些回教徒传福音。
And he would preach the gospel to the Muslims.
所以就讲到他们一家四代。
And he talked about how all four generations of this family.
就因着这样一个人的信主，全部都带到教会。
Because of Brother Sue, they are now all Christians.
弟兄姊妹，出埃及地。
Brothers and sisters, to depart from Egypt.
进入迦南地。
And to enter into the land of Canaan.
不管怎样，他还是在地上的生活。
It doesn't matter where you go, you are still on this land.
今天我们不忘先。
Today, if we do not focus on what's heavenly,
一切的事物都是虚幻。
Then everything is in vain.
在埃及地非常的贫苦。
In Egypt, it is very poor.
我们都想逃脱。
And we want to depart.
可是在迦南地非常的富裕。
But in Canaan, it is rich and abundant.
可是每个人都迷失。
But at that time, everyone is now lost.
贫苦的时候我们就拜一个金牛犊。
When people are poor, they worship the golden calf.
希望能够富裕。
And they want the golden calf to give them wealth.
富裕的时候。
But then now when they become wealthy.
我们就多拜几个神吧。
They worship more and more idols.
再到最后人财两失。
And then destiny is nothing.
神的儿女就不受环境的约束。
But then as children of God, we're not surrounded by our,
苦我们也侍奉神。
When we're poor, we serve the Lord.
富我们也侍奉神。
When we are rich, we serve the Lord.
侍奉神不在于我们的贫富。
Because serving the Lord has nothing to do with our wealth.
侍奉神在于我们的诚实。
And we serve the Lord with truth and sincerity.
敬拜神呢，也不在于我们外在的环境。
And we worship the Lord has nothing to do with our circumstances.
敬拜神在于我们的心里。
Because we use our heart to worship.
今天我们都是一群走天路的人。
Now today we are a group that work on this heavenly path.
我们一起到主的面前来侍奉神。
So today let's all come to the Lord and serve the Lord.
那我们最后结束的时候，我就用这三节的经文来做一个结束。
And at the end, I want to use three different verses to be our conclusion.
我们一起来读这两处的经文先。
Together, let's read these two verses together.
约书亚在世和约书亚之后，
他是知道耶和华的圣言
所行出事的长老，还在
的时候，
以色列人侍奉耶和华。第二节。约书亚在那时和约书亚之后，那看见耶和华以色列人所行大事的长老还在的时候，百姓都侍奉耶和华。所以呢，这两节经文呢，这两节经文呢是非常类似的。
In these two verses, there's a lot of similarity.
一节是在约书亚记。
One is in the book of Joshua.
结束的时候。
At the end of the book of Joshua.
一节呢是在士师记。
And then the other verse is from the book of Judges.
开始的时候。
The beginning of Judges.
那这里呢讲到 那些知道耶和华为以色列人所行诸事的长老还在的时候
And then the two verses said that it is the elder who survived Joshua all the days of Joshua serving the Lord.
那第二节呢讲到那些还见耶和华为以色列人所行大事的长老还在的时候
And then the second verses start with the people served the Lord all the days of Joshua and all the days of the elders.
所以呢一面讲到这些长老他们知道
So he talked about the elders who knew it about Joshua.
一面又讲到这些长老，他们看见、知道神为以色列人行了大事。
And then these are the elders who have seen what God has done to Israel.
不但行大事，而且行了许多的事。
And then not only the great works, but all the little works as well.
所以呢，在这些长老在的时候，他们都侍奉耶和华。
So when these elders, they serve the Lord.
那这是在四世纪第二章第七节的时候。
And then this is from the book of Judges, chapter 2.
那我们要看到第十节到十一节，我们一起来读。
About let's read 10 and 11 together.
那世代的人也都归了自己的列祖，后来又别了世代兴起，不知道耶和华，也不知道耶和华为以色列人所行的事，以色列人行耶和华眼中看为恶的事，去侍奉朱巴利。所以我今天就想结束在这几节的经节里面。
So I want to conclude today on this.
那世代的人
It says all that generations
有神的同在
who serve the Lord.
那世代的人
and all these generations
有人不懈怠的为主工作
a lot of people now yet work for he does not do.
那世代的人成就主的托付
and those generations.They have received the assurance.
那世代的人
and,
他们知道侍奉神
And those people of that generation, they know to serve the Lord.
别的世代兴起
But now, the later generations,
他们失去了神的同在
they no longer know God.
别的世代兴起
And on the later generations,
他们不再为主效力
they no longer serve the Lord.
别的世代兴起
And the later generations,
他们隐藏自己的恩赐
They now hide the talents.
别的世代兴起
and the later generations.
他们选择不侍奉神
They will no longer serve the true Lord.
弟兄姊妹，我们中间还有要侍奉神的人吗
So brothers and sisters, is there anyone among us that wants to serve the Lord?
我们中间有没有愿意培植自己的儿女来侍奉神的人吗
In the midst of us, is there anyone willing to train the children to serve?
经文里面讲到这些父母
In the verses, it talks about the elders.
他们知道神的诸事。
These elders are the ones who have seen God's work.
他们知道神的大事。
They are the ones that who have seen God's great work.
今天我们也知道。
And today we also know.
今天我们也看见。
Today we also see.
如果我们不传。
If we don't pass on this knowledge.
三十年一转又是一个世代过去。
In 30 years, the next generation will arise.
当他们兴起的时候。
And when they are now arose.
他们就不认识耶和华。
They will not know our Lord.
他们不认识耶和华，就行耶和华所看为恶的事。
And if they don't know the Lord, they would do evil things.
他们就转去侍奉这世界的诸神。
And they would start serving Baals.
而保罗一再呼吁我们要传下去。
So that's why Paul also encouraged us to pass it on.
那最后就讲到神怎么样吩咐他的仆人。
And then at the end, I want to close in how God gives his command to his servants.
摩西就照样吩咐约书亚。
How he commanded Moses, and that's how Moses commanded Joshua.
约书亚也照样行。
And that's how Joshua has done.
到新约时代，神怎么吩咐他的仆人保罗。
And in the New Testament, how God gave his command to Paul.
保罗就照样吩咐提摩太。
And how exactly Paul gives his command to Timothy.
提摩太也照样行。
And how Timothy has done exactly what he's asked.
今天在我们的身上
Today on us.
我希望你把你的名字放进去
I hope that you could input your name into this level.
我希望我们把我们的儿女的名字也放上去
And I hope that on the next level down is your children.
今天用我来说的话
So if I put my name in.
神怎么样吩咐他的仆人慎终
And how he would give his commands to Brother Stephen.
慎终就照样吩咐我的儿子约书亚真 Jocelyn
and how brother Stephen will give you the same command to Joshua and Jocelyn
我希望他们能够照着主的吩咐照样去行
and then I would ask that Joshua and Jocelyn to do exactly what God asked them to do
在我们教会的生活里面
so in are living in a church.
希望你也能够把你的名字放在这样的一个经文里面。
I hope that you could input your name into the same commands.
一代一代把我们的神传下去。
In generations and generations and generations, we give the same commands.
不是遗传下去。
Not just to simply pass it on.
是把见证传下去。
But to pass on the witness and the testimony by generation.
我们再来唱我们刚刚唱的诗歌276首。
So now let's sing Psalm 276 again.
Please, 请为我们起个音，我们就一起来唱。